Greetings to everyone, and also welcome those who are worshiping from home. This morning, let's think about Isaiah chapter 5. This Isaiah is titled The Song of the About the Vineyard. And if we read this chapter 5, in verse 5, we see this love song has become a painful love song because it talks about the pain of the vineyard taker because of the fruit that he bears. Our God has planted a vineyard, and this vineyard is Israel, just like in verse 7. The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the nation of Israel. Then why did the vineyard say in verse 5, and the people there, I will destroy it. I will destroy its wall. It will be destroyed. When the Lord said that, it's because God put a question, what more could have been done for my vineyard that I have done for it? When I look for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? There is a teacher teaching in the kindergarten. And one day the teacher was helping one of her students put his boots on. He asked for help and she could see one. With her pulling and pushing and him pushing, the boots still didn't want to go on. Try really hard, but the boots wouldn't go up. When the second boot was on, she had worked up a sweat. She almost whimpered when the little boy said, with this question, teacher, they are on the wrong feet. She looked and sure enough, they were. It wasn't any easy pulling the boots up when it was putting them on. She managed to keep her cool as together they worked to get the boots back on, this time on the right feet. He then said, these aren't my boots. She bit her tongue rather and get right in his face and screamed, why didn't you say so? Like she wanted to. Once again, she struggled to help him pull the ill-fitting boots up. He then said, they're my brother's boots. My mom made me wear them. She didn't know if she should laugh or cry. She mustered up the grace to rest the boots on his feet again, she said. Now, where are your mittens? He said, I stuck them in the toes of my boots. Dear congregation, you think what is in this situation, maybe we are very annoyed and get angry. Let's think about the one who planted the vineyard with the hope that the vineyard will bring good grapes, but the vineyard has brought bad grapes. And this hope every day is from year to year, from month to month, right now. And so, what would be the attitude of this vineyard keeper? And this morning, let's think about the vineyard that the Lord has made. There are three different kinds of vineyards that the Lord has made. And let's think about all of these. And we will think about the purpose when the Lord has this vineyard. And then the pain that the Lord has had when he hoped for good grades and yet it bear bad fruit. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our Heavenly Father, we need your guidance this morning because not by your guidance, we could not live our faithful life worthy of your God. Maybe we are very our attitude is not worthy before you. May you save us so that we can be true with your word, that we may not deceive ourselves or deceive others. Help us to have a true faith in you, Lord. We lift everything to your hand and pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We have sung a song a day beforehand. It's more than 1,000 days in this world. Do you like that song? I didn't hear anything. You don't like it? Well, yes. So, well, maybe we increase our worship from Sunday and also Thursday. Would you like that? Yes. Or no? Oh, how about we just, well, we in our heart, maybe our heart is not in the same with this song. So I think about how the Lord has planted this in your and his heart when he planted. Let's first think about the vineyard of the Lord with the Israel, where they talk about Israel is something very familiar because the vineyard is an asset to them. It is a source of income so that they can use it to pay tax, to pay different kind of bills, or they repay for those who have. The vineyard that everybody in Israel is hoping for is just the olive, garden of olive. The two of the source, every family want to have both of them. We have a sort of income, so, and because of that, and Saul is wanted to desire the vineyard of Adam, because the other neighbor has the better vineyard, and the wife has done something unthinkable to take away the neighbor's vineyard and give it. Belong to Saul. And so we think about the Lord's heart. I will sing to the Lord. For when one I love, a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard of a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared its stone and planted it with the choicest vine. To plant the vineyard, the keeper must dug and clear its stone and find the choicest vines to plant. And the fact that to take care and clear of the stone is something to prepare the environment for that vineyard. God has three kind of vineyards that we have to think about. The first is the nation that God has made us human. In Genesis chapter 1 to 2, when he created us according to his image. The image doesn't mean the form of life. Here the form means the attributes when God created us human. When God created everything else, that God just say a word and bring it into existence. But when God created human, then all the three Trinity talk about the discussion. We will create human according to our image. Plural. That means our, the Trinity. But when God created according to my image, there's only one image. That means the Trinity of thou thing. God has a preparation, just like a vineyard must dug the stone and clear out that stone. And the Trinity of the Lord has discussed, we will create our image, the image that he created according to his image. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living being. So we see that the human has become has a choice to swap a vines for the Lord. And when God created everything else, he only uses power to say a word and to bring it into existence. But when created human, God has created according to His image, also breath into the nostril the breath of life. And because of that breath of life, that we become the one with a soul. Only human has a soul. Many different other religions, that animal has a soul, but here we understand that the soul, where does it come from? The soul came from the breath of the Lord to impart into the body of the man that He created. Many have some different and wrong situations and ideas that if God did not breathe into the nostril man, then Adam or Eva, it's just a piece of clay they are there. And this is a wrong idea here. The idea, wrong idea here is that they understood when the door to form. They thought that it would take a clay to form a human, just like we use a clay to mix it up and put a form to it. Did God need to do that? No. The word to form doesn't mean to not to mix with some kind of material, but it has the meaning that God has a great idea about how to form human. And in the creation, when God create a fruit, that the fruit has certain form and taste. When God creates some other tree, and that particular tree has a particular attribute. Or when God creates a chicken, He has planned a form for that chicken. And when God created a creation, the fruit or the animal, or God, or God, and all of those things has a life. That the activities naturally will become because the Holy Spirit was there in the beginning. And the life is by the Holy Spirit to be among the creation. When He says to bring into being by His word. So when He created, when we misunderstood the word form, God gave the form to each of His creation. And then those creatures were brought to Adam to name them. But God created human, so He was not just sit there, because by His power, He has a form for the human. Just like what we have now. But this form not is the form of God. But so we do not see that God would have to have the exact form like our human body. No. But in the Garden of Eden, God must use that human so that He take on the food to come and talk to Adam and Eve. And that is the God has created. According to the human body, but God created us according to His attributes. When God breathed into the nostril of a human, that means God gave that human has a soul. When God formed, that means He gave us the human body without life. And without the breath, then Adam will be a living being, but without a soul, just like an animal. Without a soul, we could not communicate and have a relationship with the Lord. With the soul, so that the human has the ability to have a relationship with the Lord. Only the human has a need. There is no animal has this spiritual need. So here we understand the Lord has created our human just like a vineyard, the choicest vine. And in this world, each creature has the ability to express His glory. A flower has beautiful color. It has a fragrance. And it expresses the glory that is given to that flower to express the glory of the Lord. If mountain is for it. That has the goodness in it. In each of that creation has the ability to express the glory of the Lord to their existence. So when the Lord gave us human, we also must express the glory of the Lord out. But how do we do that? How do we express that glory of the Lord? In a perfect, better than the animal. God has to breathe his life into us so that the human could relate to the Lord. And through this relationship, human can appreciate the glory. We have the mind to understand the glory of the Lord. It's different than an animal that understands. The animal could not understand the glory, but human can understand the glory because we have the ability to think. We have a soul to relate to the Lord. So that understand about the glory of God, the human can express this glory to Allah. How could human express the glory of the Lord? In the perfect way. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, when the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it, to manage it, even the animals, all the creatures. So God gave the human also like everything else, but there is a role for the human above everything else, and the human will manage all the creatures on the earth. So we became represent to take care of the creation that the Lord has made, so that we human is a vineyard, a choicest vine of the Lord from the beginning. The second image that I like to introduce, the second vineyard that is the Israelites. The Israel nation, the formation of the Israel nation is very different. According to Genesis chapter 10, we know that all the other nations came from Noah. And after Noah has three sons, and the three sons and the three daughters has created this world. And from the Tower of Babel, everybody speaks a different language. And everybody who speaks the same language, they gather together. They became the nations of the earth. So when God created the nation of Israel, he didn't have to, God has to prepare a nation so that the nation of Israel can be formed. How did he do that? God has prepared this from the father of Abraham, that is Terah. Terah took his son Abraham, was in the land of Uz, and Terah has a thinking that to bring his son Abraham, his grandson, his wife's son, and a nephew, is Lot, and took those three into Mesopotamia to live there toward Canaan. God took this family to move away from worship, idol worship. Terah did not know about Noah, but God has done this preparation before Abraham was called. See, they were there, settled in Chaldeans. Abraham was 75 years, then God began to call him. So God led Abraham to say, do not return. Continue to go to the land of the promise. And that is a preparation the Lord has done. And Abraham has obeyed the plan of the Lord. He came to the place that is Canaan, the promised land. And Abraham has a promise from the Lord. First, I will make you into a great nation. This is a promise of the Lord to Abraham. The second, I will bless you. And the third, I will make your name great. And the fourth, you will be a blessing. The fifth is, I will bless those who bless you. And the sixth, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And seventh, all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. Yet God has a preparation by calling Abraham. And from that, it began the descendant. And that descendant became the nation of Israel. And from there, Jesus came into this world. So God has prepared just like a choicest vine of his vineyard. And the third patriarch of Israel is Jacob. Abraham born Isaac as gave birth to Jacob. Jacob means a deceiver, a bully. And because Jacob has captured the birthright from his brother Esau, and Jacob changed Jacob's name, no longer Jacob, but now was Israel. Israel, that means to fight with the Lord, or the prince of God. And from a deceiver, he changed Jacob into Israel, is the prince of God. And from there, the descendant of Israel, 12 sons, become 12 tribes, became a nation, Israel. In Isaiah, verse 42, we see the purpose of forming the Israel, I form you to be the light for the world. The Israel nation must express the glory of God so that everyone else to see the glory of God, to come to the world. So God has a plan to form the vineyard called the nation of Israel. And our Lord Jesus, he was born from the Israel. In Revelation chapter 5 verse 5, he is the lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of David. Revelation chapter 5 verse 5. And all of that has been in the plan of the Lord. And when Jesus talked to the Samaritan lady, so where should we worship the Lord? Asked this woman. You Samaritan worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Jesus came from the Israelites. That salvation must be from the Jews. He told this woman to marry. Israelite has become a vineyard of the Lord. The Lord has prepared to prepare the way for our Jesus. And the third vineyard, that is the church. The Israel could not perform their living responsibility, and in the New Testament, Christ came so that he can die and pay for our sin. In Christ, there is no condemnation. We are a new creature. So God has prepared Jesus into this world so that from all this sinful world, God established a church for himself, and that church to establish by the blood of Christ. Whoever put the faith in that blood, they will have no condemnation. In just Romans chapter 8, reads, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. They would not condemn with the rest of the world. They are now set apart with the Lord. They have been changed in Christ. We are holy people because we are set apart for Christ. We are the priests. That means between this world and Christ, we are the representative to bring love to this world. We became the children belong to the Lord. And this is the special role we have. When God built his church, you will be the salt of the earth. That means our life, the Christian life, will bring the value for this world. And also, you also will be the light of the world. That means we will guide those who are in sin. So the church is the joyous vineyard of the Lord. In the history, there are many good vineyards. So God creates our human, just like a choicest vine of all the people. God created the nation of Israel. It's a vineyard of the Lord among all the nations of the earth. God created the church, and the church is become a choice vine in the vineyard. The second point, the purpose of the Lord. In verse 2, he dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted with the choicest vine. As he looked for a crop of good grapes, the purpose of the vineyard keeper is to have good fruits. It's very plum and sweet. But when he was looking for the good grapes, but it yielded bad. And the bad fruit means sour, is small. It did not meet the expectation of the vine keeper. But this bad fruit, it born that very sour taste and not according to the expectation of the vineyard keeper. And when this taking care, and this is the purpose of the Lord to plant, we are expecting the fruit that is of good grain. In the Old Testament, the human back then, when God created us human, and the Bible said, we created the Garden of Eden with all the beautiful fruits, and then God put Adam and Eve in that garden. And so God has prepared for human a place, a beautiful place. There God came and meet with the human. God created the whole creation, but God can only meet Adam and Eve in a very special place, only in the Garden of Eden. Outside of that, Adam and Eve could not meet with the Lord. So God has created a watchtower and a wine press. That means God prepared a place so that between us and God, we can meet and relate to the Lord. The accommodation among the Garden of Eden, God expects something from human. God has prepared everything, the good fruits, so that Adam and Eve can survive. So God put the human there to keep the garden, and it's not something, a labor just like we have here. That labor today is because the curse of the Lord, because of the sin of Adam. And in the original Garden of Eden, it is a role of a manager of that garden, because God created human to manage the creation the Lord has given. So God is expecting from Adam, from Eve, an obedience. Everything could be eaten, but at the beginning, the tree of good and knowledge, of eat good and evil. Once you eat, you would die. What's the result? Adam has eaten that forbidden fruit. So, Adam did not obey, did not complete the purpose God has given. What is worth thing to do, Adam didn't do. And because of this obedience, he has become sinful. So God created Adam to be a manager because of listening to the devil. We became dominated by sin instead of dominating the Lord's teacher. We have lost the purpose in the beginning at the time. Adam and Eve committed sin. With the Israel people, God has took the descendant of Jacob from Egypt. They were slaves. God took them away and lead them toward the promised land. God has used Moses to bring the Israel out of Egypt into the wilderness. Every day they have food to eat. That's manna from heaven. When they needed water and the rock, gushed out water for them to drink. They walked in the 40 years in the wilderness, nothing destroyed in their feet. Their clothes still, and that's a miracle that God gave them. They didn't have to work hard, but each day they were supplied by the Lord for survival. Their clothes and their shoes did not go bad. God has expressed Israel that they have to come into the promised land that God has prepared for them. And there they became a nation that is the nation set apart for the Lord. God wants to be the God of the Israel, and the Israel has become God's people. To be able to do that, God gave them the law to lead them, to guide them. The law given to the Israel is for them to do. But when they do, to express that they have been saved, and then they now become the children of God. The law given not to do it to be saved, but to express that we, the Israel people, belong to the Lord. And with the people of Israel, God gave the law so that they can be obeyed to it, to express the glory of God to other nations. But the Israelites denied the Lord. They did not want to keep the law, meaning they did not respect what God has instructed them to do. They did not want to express that I have been chosen by the Lord. They didn't want to do that. God expect that God will be among them as Israel. But the Israelite has denied God, did not want to be set apart for the Lord. So the Israel did not want to have a relationship with the Lord. God wanted the Israelite people to become, to express the glory of God to other nations. But the way they conduct their lives has cursed the Lord, because they worship the idols of this world. They denied the Lord to be their God. So the Israelites has lost the purpose that God had for them. The first is the vineyard has lost it when they committed sin. The second vineyard is the people of Israel. They have lost the purpose when the Israel has been forsaken. And the third is the church, the vineyard. God created the church that Jesus must come into this world, sacrifice. God has created his church based on his shedding of the blood. God took the church outside in sin, now has become to be children of God, the children of the Lord in the church. In darkness, now they are in the light of the Lord. So God has done, prepare, spiritually. He put the wine press and the watchtower so that in the church we can express all the good grapes for the Lord. But the Lord has sent the letters to the seven churches, as we know in Revelation. In Ephesus, I am waiting for your love, but you have lost your first love. And the loss of first love, that means that church is no longer the church of God. The love that God requires is not the human love. To repay love for love, pay for hate. That is not the kind of love the Lord is looking. But the love of the Lord is the kind of God that you can love your enemy that pray for those who persecuted you, that can love the one that is unworthy. That kind of love is from the Lord, so that the church has lost that love. That church is no longer a church. The letter to church at Pergamum, God wants to be truthful, and that is the Bible. But that church, that now to be conforming to the world, the church, that means ecclesia, that means an organization has been called to be set apart from the world, for the world. But now they conform to this world to live so that the world and us can be of conformity. That is not the church the Lord is expecting. Why did the Lord, the church of God, continue to conform to this world? The theatre, the mirror that the Lord is expecting, that is pure for the Lord, but they continue to commit sexual immorality and tolerate people. And the letter to church of God is that he expects that the church express the life of the Lord, that Jesus life inside each of the members, but that church, Sardis, is now expressing that. And then the letter to the Laodicea church must be fervent attitude and wholehearted to learn the word of the Lord and sacrifice to serve the Lord and fervent into preach the gospel. But the church of Laodicea was cold and indifferent. And all these letters in Revelation to the church, the church was just relevant 2,000 years ago. It has a value of today as well. That means we have dead people in the church. There are people can tolerate sin and evils. There will be people in the church to conform to this world. But God wants to set us free. Your congregation is the church has lost our life. We are losing our life because right now there will be also a calling. Who has ear, hear the word of the Lord. God will expect that someone to respond to the calling, to set us apart from the world, to sacrifice, to love, to live in truth, to express the glory and life of God. That church is a vineyard of the Lord. But the church has lost the purpose that God has for his church. Part number three. The pain of the Lord. And verse 4. What more could have been done for my vineyard that I have not done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield bad? This is the question from the one who created us, posing to us. Anything must I done that I have not done already? Dear congregation, there's a meeting in someone who are talking about there is no God. The discussion, all the creation exists according to natural law. So strong will win over the weak. The animal that is strong will exist. Whoever is weak will be destroyed. There's no God. And during this meeting, someone put faith in the Lord. Hang on a second, Lord. What did the lamb can only give birth to one, the other animal can give birth to multiple. That's natural life. So the wolf can prey on the lamb to destroy it. But now the lamb continues to exist. But why? The lamb continues to exist. That means there is a God. We can discuss the evidence and you deny the existence of God, but the land must have God to be able to survive. Dear congregation, when God created this world, He created by His own wisdom. He has a plan for each type that He created. That means, this is the question, what would I have done more that I have not done yet? No? In Isaiah, God talk about who can fathom, in Isaiah chapter 40, who can fathom the Spirit of the Lord? Or instruct the Lord as His counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or show him the path of understanding? And the answer is no one. No one can teach the Lord what He has done. When Job in the challenge and according with the three friends talking about the prison to prove that Job is sinful, Job is also used his wisdom to prove that I am not committing, but why am I in this situation, in this room? And finally, God said, ask Job, where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me, if you understand, tell me. And Job was ashamed before the Lord. He said, I thought that I know you, but now when I could see you, now I repent of my ignorance. So when God said, what could I have done more to the vineyard? Adam failed in the role, in the portrait of human. Not Pierre. He feared that this world will be destroyed through the flood. God has prepared Noah and his family with the three sons and the three daughters-in-law and became the patriarchs of the whole nation of the earth. With Israel, they failed because God has chosen them. There are 12 tribes. And after Solomon's son, Rehoboam did not hear the Lord. God said, I will divide this country into two. 10 tribes will be in the north and 2 tribes in the south. And Solomon reigned over the Judah tribes. And Jeroboam reigned in the 10 tribes in the north. And both of those exist together. And sometimes they ally together to fight the enemy. And then sometimes the other tribe in ally with the enemy to fight the two other tribes in the south. And when Ajay God has called the king of Assyrian king to attack Israel and destroy the Israel completely. In the second king, God allowed the Israelites in Israel because of their sin. The 10 tribes of the north was destroyed by the king of Assyria. And so the Israelites terminated according to plan. The 10 tribes no longer there. When he said to Achai, the Israelites will be destroyed. And the northern tribes completely was destroyed. There are only 2 tribes remaining in the south. When the Israelites failed, God has prepared a spiritual Israel, and that is the church. Israelites has failed under King Assyria, but God's is preparing a remnant of Judah in the south, and now become modern Israel. God has a way with the vineyard that he has created, and now the Israelites could not fulfill their responsibility. But now, what create a spiritual Israel, those who put the faith in the Lord, is you and me. We are in the vineyard of the Lord. God, create all that necessary so that the vineyard can be prosperous, so that you and I could be fulfill our responsibility as Christians. God has done that in the communion, the first communion, that God, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit so that you and I can be live in peace. I give you peace so that you and I can have victory. Jesus promised, you will have trouble, but do not worry. I have overcome the world. To have the ability to live, whoever will have the power and the miracles from the Lord to those who believe in him. And Peter, in 2 Peter, verse 1, whoever, whatever necessary for you and I to live faithfully, God has given us that ability. That means whatever is necessary for us to live on this earth and live faithfully, God has given everything for us to be able to do that. So that we see, is anything else the Lord needs to do? God has seen there is nothing else that the Lord will do, so that we humans need more. Everything has been prepared by the Lord for all his vineyard. What God expects of his children. When I look for good grapes, why do they bear bad fruit? There is the descendant of Noah, and also they fail. In chapter 11 of Genesis, during the following generation, God created that, multiply and be fruitful. But here in the place of Babel, they went there and did not want to get there. They went against what the Lord has commanded. God has created the fish. So they were doing their own material. And so our material from our own hand is not as good as what the material God has supplied. And the descendants of Noah, they want their name to be known. We have to make our name known and famous. And the descendant of Noah has failed the Lord, because God has chosen a person to lead, and that is Abraham, to become the patriarch of Israel. But then the nation of Israel failed. They did not fulfill the responsibility God gave them to represent that all nations can be blessed. And out of Israel's failure, that the gospel has been preached to the Gentiles. And there, the church is established. And today, we have our own church. You and I are in this church. Are we failing the Lord? Or who have ear must hear the word of the Holy Spirit teaching and saying to his church, how can we fulfill the purpose of the Lord? It's a story that will remind and encourage each one of us here. That story, when Jesus has completed his mission, he ascended to heaven, and all the angels surrounded him, welcomed him. And then they asked Jesus, you have completed your mission on earth that you have been given by the Father. Jesus said, everything is complete. They were rejoicing and said, now when you came here, who will continue to the mission on earth? Jesus said, I have prepared everything. I have Peter and John and James, and also they will hear the gospel and they will continue my mission. And the angel said, do you have the second plan if they fail? What if they fail? If James fail? If Peter fail? Jesus, I have no other plan. I trust them. Dear congregation, Jesus has no other plan. Jesus trusts in us. When Jesus is looking for good grace, what will we do? This is his heart. Isaiah chapter 5 is a song about the vineyard. From verse 5, it's talking about the pain that the Lord will feel when the vineyard did not bring good grapes. May that not happen in our church or any one of us here. May God bless. So we can bear good fruits for the Lord. Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Who is in me and I in them will bear much fruit. What did Jesus say? How? The way that our life could bear good fruits. Be in Christ, and Christ in us. That means there is a relationship. There must be a relationship with the Lord, personal relationship, direct, and that our life can bear good fruits. Without it, we will be giving bad fruits. May God bless you for you and me to fulfill the purpose that God has given us. God, may God bless you. That's all. Then we read the key verse, the question that God is asking us, and we have to answer personally. Let's read. What more could have been done for my vineyard that I have not done for it? When I look for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Yeah, our loving Father, to be exist before you as human is a blessing. When you created us, you gave us a soul so that, in that we can relate to you with our Father in heaven. We thank you, Lord, because you have done everything that today we can directly relate it to you. Adam has lost his purpose. The Israel nation has failed you. But today you are establishing this church and you are expecting that church will bear good fruits. May you help us so that we can see that if we do not have a relationship with you, if we do not are in you and you are in us, we will not bear good fruits. Outside of Jesus, we can do nothing. May you bless each one of us here. We will not let the worriedness of this world to overcome us. We will not let the tribulation of this world to make us worry. Please help us to recognize that you reign over all things. By your powers, you give us what is needed to live and live faithfully. May you help us to live according to your purpose. We thank you for all the preparation that you have done on each of our lives so that when we become the good vines, good branches of your vine, may we express your glory through our life. We thank you, Lord. We all united heart and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.